Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Tim McGraw, back Hi. To keep us company this week. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well also. Last summer we were in Chicago for the tour and you were gearing up for some big surgeries, which I know have now happened.
Yeah.
How are you feeling? How did it go?
Coming along. It's taking time. You know, it's a, gosh, over the last 2 years I've had 4 major surgeries.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's been a rough go. But you know, I beat myself up over the years pretty badly, so I'm starting to come around. It's just going to take a little time, but I've done a lot of PT, getting to where I can move a little better. There's setbacks, you know. You go a couple of weeks, everything's really good. Then you have a couple of weeks, everything goes backwards again, and so it's sort of a back and forth thing. But at least I'm up and going and moving. The worst part for me is I'm terrible at sitting still, and so I had two back surgeries before the tour last year. And then during the tour, the back started going cattywampus on me. And then about 3 weeks into the tour, my knees went out. So I had to do the whole tour with my knees shot, my back shot. So right after, I had double knee replacements. So both knees. And that was the worst, having to lay there for 6-8 weeks and not do much.
Yeah. Because you are very, very active. And like your workouts are like world famous. But I can only imagine, like physically so difficult, but also like mentally being stuck doing, like that's really hard.
That was the worst part, is mentally. I mean, I was warned about it by my doctors that, you know, everybody gets these things, there's a depression that happens.
And, for sure.
And for me, I was thinking, I'm not going to get depressed. You know, it's football season. I'm going to have my knees replaced and lay up and watch football. But, you know, 3 weeks into it, I was tired of it.
I bet Faith was tired of it also.
Well, Faith was definitely tired of it. She's still tired of it, yeah. But, you know, she's had a lot of neck problems. She's had a lot of neck surgeries over the last couple of years, too.
Poor thing. Neck stuff is the worst,
Yeah.
Like, just so painful, so awful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see you up and around and feeling better. You got so many exciting things coming up. We're going to bring the Cowboys in a minute and talk about rodeo. But first, I want to talk about, you got this really cool thing that you are doing. It's the MLB Speedway Classic in August. Is this just like a baseball game on a racetrack?
Game on a racetrack. And then the concert, and I, there's going to be 70,000-80,000 people at that thing. It's a really
incredible.
Cool deal. I'm getting to do a lot of cool, like very inaugural sort of events that haven't been done before. Later on in the summer, on I think it's August 30th, which is my dad's birthday, we're playing the Field of Dreams, and it's the first concert they've ever had there.
That's so cool.
So cool that it happened to be on my dad's birthday.
I was going to say, how did that all come together with that? Is it just like very serendipitous that it ends up on your dad's birthday?
It was just serendipity for sure. Oh. It was just kismet, I guess.
Chills, yeah.
And so I make the joke that I'm going to be up there singing, just hoping Tug's going to walk out of the cornfield and throw me a ball.
God. Isn't that, that's just such a cool, like Field of Dreams is such an iconic movie. And
yeah.
Like, what a really cool thing.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's very personal for me. So I'm excited they asked me to do the first one there.
Yeah. I might have to rent a car and drive up there. I know Dwyersville, Iowa is a little bit difficult to get to, but
you can get there.
Also, yeah, definitely.
We'll save room for you.
Yes, exactly. You also recently just re-released a new version of your song, Paper Umbrellas. I've been singing that all morning. And you've got Parker McCollum on this re-released version. Talk about how that came together.
Yeah, you know, that song was on my Standing Room Only album. And we were getting ready to pick a new single. I wanted to bring something off of that album. And there were a couple of choices we had, but I always loved that record. It's one of my favorite records on the album. And I wanted to freshen it up a little bit because it had been out for a while on the album. And was looking around at somebody new to put on the record, and Parker was the first guy I thought of because I like his music and the direction that he goes and the way his voice sounds. And it seemed like his voice would fit perfectly on this type of song. And, you know, the biggest thing is when you ask somebody to sing on a song, you send it to them, you just hope they like it. And they hope they don't say no. And luckily, he liked the song. And he
you could have sent Parker McCollum Wheels on the Bus, and he would have been so excited to get it from Tim McGraw.
I hope so. I hope so. But he did a great job on it. And so we decided that, yeah, this is going to be the single. And so it's off and running.
Yeah. And I love that you did that, because I feel like there's so many times you see an artist and there's like they jump to the next album and it doesn't really get the time it deserves. Yeah. And I feel like there's always so many songs that I'm like, that's never going to see the light of day. And it makes you sad. Like,
it does. I feel that way about every album I've done. There's like four or five songs that's like, gosh, I wish that would have gotten out. And I've often had the ideas, why don't we go back and just pick singles off of old albums?
Why not?
I don't see why we don't do that kind of thing.
What would be the song that you like, would be the first one that you would say to do that with?
Oh my gosh. Oh, there's a song, I don't know, remember what album it was on, but a song called Still on the Line that is one of my favorite songs I've ever recorded. And I always wished it would have been a single.
I feel like if anybody wants to do that, Tim, and can get away with it, you definitely can.
I don't know. We'll see. You know, I get talked out of a lot of stuff.
I'm sure. You recently just celebrated your 49th number one song, which is so exciting. And I know that, like, you know, picking a new single, like, that could potentially be number 50, also, like, a really exciting big deal.
It's exciting. You know, you don't think about it as much, you know, as you used to when you were younger. But it never gets old. It never gets old to have a number one single.
Well, and to hit a milestone like that.
Yeah, and to hit a milestone like
that.
Really
special.
You know, I've been doing it a long time. And, you know, you never get into it for that to start with. But, you know, you're competitive. And as you get going, and they start racking up, you start getting excited about it.
Definitely. Speaking of milestones, we are getting ready to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the ACMs, and they've been sending over all these really fun old pieces of audio, and I found this one. I want to play this for you. It's not you. It's Faith in 93 when she won Top Female Artist, and I just thought this was so cute.
I'm very nervous, as you can tell. This has been an awesome year for me, and first of all, I'd like to thank my family back home. They're probably screaming so loud they can't hear what I'm saying right now. But I love you very much, Mom and Dad, and thank you for letting me follow my dreams. And thanks to the Academy, and thanks to all of you out there for making me feel so welcome.
Uh-huh. Isn't that so? She sounds so young.
I know, gosh. You're getting me off her clipped here.
Were you in the room when that happened? Because that would have been like right before y'all started dating, right?
93. Yeah, it was before we started dating. 93, I think, was the first year I went to the ACMs. Yeah, so I don't particularly remember that because it was such a...
Yeah, it was a big deal. Yeah, it was your first time,
yeah,
too.
First,
yeah,
first time there. But I remember the very first time I saw a picture of Faith, I fell in love instantly.
Where'd you see a picture of her?
I think she was on Billboard magazine or something. I was walking through my management office, and I'd had like one or two singles out off of my first album that hadn't really done much. And I was in the process of recording my second album, and I walked by and saw the photo of her on it, and I'm like, oh my God.
Who's that girl?
I need to find that girl.
And then, how's Faith doing?
She's doing great. She's doing really well. We got two new puppies at home, so we're pretty busy right
what?
Now.
What? Yeah. You got two? What'd you get?
We got Aussie Mountain Doodles.
Oh, yeah. My
So they're cute
gosh.
As they can be, but they're a handful. Right,
I would say, are they full size or are they like?
Medium. So, well, they're supposed to be 35, 40 pounds, but the male, we got two, a brother and sister, but the doc said the male's going to blow way past that. He's a chunk.
Oh, yeah. My
so
gosh.
So anyway, she's busy handling them while I'm out doing some work. So
does she have puppy blues yet?
Yeah, I mean, they're a pain, but they're so damn cute.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm on the list to get a puppy this summer that I've always wanted a golden retriever. And to me, that is the cutest puppy in the whole world. And my friends are like, at some point you're going to call us crying and be like, why did I do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank God they're cute.
Thank God they're cute. That's the only thing that saves them.
Yeah. Well, that's so great. I'm glad to hear that she's doing well. I feel like I always, when I think about, you know, like all the people that are putting out music right now, do you think Faith will ever hop back in the studio? Is that like eating like...
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure she will at some point. I mean, right now she's just, you know, focusing on, you know, the kids and, you know, gosh, Gracie's Broadway career is taking off.
I was going to say, I saw you guys were just at Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, like, she performed at Carnegie Hall.
Oh my God.
It was pretty cool. And she did a TV special that they filmed for PBS. It'll be out on Veterans Day, so you can catch it on PBS and Veterans Day. And then Maggie's doing great in her job. She's working her tail off. And Audrey just recorded her first album.
I was going to ask you about that. I saw she was posting about it. And also, like, there was this beautiful video she had posted. And I think she was singing something in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. La Cucuru or something like that.
Oh, my God. It was beautiful.
Yeah, they're all just great girls. I mean,
how fun is it?
They work hard, too.
I was going to say, how fun is it? Like, you know, there's so many times I feel like people who are artists are like, I don't really know that I want my kid, like, dabbling in the music industry. Just knowing how tough it is. But they are both, like, just, they're all so talented. You have to be so proud.
Very proud of them. More proud of them certainly than anything that I've ever done. That's my biggest joy, is to see them succeed.
For sure. Yeah. What kind of album is Audrey doing?
She's pretty eclectic in her musical taste. She listens to everything, and she's got cutting her own path. I don't think you can put it in any sort of genre.
Oh, yeah. I love to hear that. That's so fun. And then you obviously have this like huge show on 1883. Did you keep up with 1923?
Yeah, I loved
it. Did you watch the finale?
Watched the finale.
Was that not the greatest 2 hours of television?
It was fantastic. Faith and I kept saying our son showed up and saved the day.
Right. I couldn't get over that. And I know you obviously like spent so much time working with Taylor Sheridan, but I was like, that is some of the best television I've ever seen.
He's writing some great stuff. I mean, Landman, you know, Tulsa Kings, all that stuff's just really good stuff.
Yeah.
We had a blast doing 1883. It was hard work. I mean, it was almost 6 months of shooting, you know, 6 days.
And we talked about like hot days,
hot,
long
cold,
days.
There were no easy days, that's for sure.
I know that you usually have something like lined up or like that you're looking at acting wise. Is there anything?
There's a few things in the works. One thing that was in particular that was set to go that when I had my injuries, I had to back out of, but it might pop up.
Well, I remember saying to you, I was like, don't you have a bull riding thing? I was like, is Faith going to let you do that? You're like, well, I don't know.
We'll see. But that'll probably come back around. We'll just have to see how I heal up.
Yeah. Well, we hope so. Again, we're glad that you're just feeling better. And then we're going to have you on the show going into Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And I want to play your song if you're reading this.
Okay.
Can you talk about the day that you wrote that with the Warren Brothers and kind of like where the inspiration for this came from?
Yeah, I was on an airplane. Actually, Faith and I were flying down to Mississippi to visit her parents. And there was a Time magazine article. And it was talking about the letters that soldiers write and keep on them when they go out just in case they don't make it back, the letters to send home. And I was reading some of the letters, and they all started out, if you're reading this, I mean, something bad happened.
Wow.
And, whew, I'm going to get worked up talking about
it. Yeah, you can't not.
And so I had the idea for the song, and I called the Warren Brothers over, and we spent an afternoon at the house writing the song, and we finished it. You know, Faith and I were both working really hard at that time, and so our nanny was there that was helping with the kids, and we weren't sure how good the song was, so we asked her to come in and listen to it, and then she just broke down and started crying, and we thought, all right, we got something cool. And then it was maybe 3 weeks after that, we were doing the ACM Awards, and I was supposed to be doing my single, but I decided I wanted to do that song, and nobody had ever heard it before, and so when we rehearsed it, we didn't sing it. We just sort of rehearsed it and hummed so nobody would hear the lyrics. So nobody had ever heard it till we did it live that night. And that was
people started taking the recorded version from the ACM and put it on the radio.
That was
next
the radio
day.
Version. Yeah, that was the radio version. That was the version that he used. And it did really, it was just such a special song to us. It's still hard to get, whenever I perform it, it's hard to get through it.
Yeah, because I'm sure you're locking eyes with anybody in the audience who's lived through that. And it's
absolutely. And in our lot, my family has a lot of military service in it. So it meant a lot to me.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful song. We're obviously so excited for the summer coming. Like we said, you got a lot of great things. You and Faith, I know that you guys always do a lot of road trips. Do you have any fun stuff coming up that you're excited about?
Well, we're going to be out of town a little bit because our youngest daughter, Audrey's doing some stuff that I can't really talk about.
Okay, don't give it away, Dad. You're not going to get us in trouble.
So we're going to be out of town watching her, and then Gracie's got some things coming up. Maggie's got some things coming up, so we'll be traveling around seeing them, and then I got some work, you know, in the fall and summer, too.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, well, we're so excited to see you. I love this new song. I'm so excited for Rodeo. We're going to bring the Cowboys in and talk about that. But thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
For the first time ever, combining all things country and Western, Nashville will play host to its very own rodeo, and not just any rodeo, the biggest PRCA rodeo east of the Mississippi. And bringing the Music City Rodeo to town is co-founder Pat Humes, who joined us in studio, along with Grammy Award-winning Tim McGraw. Also joining us, Tim O'Connell, world champion in 2016, 17, and 2018. Bareback riding Cole Reiner. And Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame inductee Cody Custer. Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So my first question, Tim, is for you. You are co-founder with us along with Pat. You were also the official marshal of the Music City Rodeo. Talk about why Nashville for a rodeo this size.
Why not? It's the biggest question, because why hasn't it been here before? That was our right? thought. You know, country music and rodeo have such a symbiotic relationship. I mean, for 80 years, country musicians have been playing rodeos. I've played over 30 in my career. I played the Houston Rodeo 10 times. So it's just, we're sort of cousins in a lot of ways, and sort of share the same cultures and the same ideals. And it just seemed like a perfect fit. I mean, we always go and play rodeos. Why isn't a rodeo here where we could play at it? And then Pat came to us with the idea, and I'll let him take it from there and see how it developed.
Yeah, Pat, talk about this.
Yeah, we moved here 3.5 years ago, and I come from a rodeo family, grew up out west, and my daughter's a huge rodeo fan, and I've been taking her to rodeo since she was 3 years old. And so we moved out here, and there was no big rodeos, and she was looking around going, "Daddy, there's no big rodeos. What are we going to do?" And I was like, "Well, they're just not out here yet, honey." And she's like, "Dad, you got to start one. You got to do it." So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's really what started the ball rolling. Wow, and we started looking into that 3.5 years ago, and then we talked with Tim, and he really helped us turn the corner, bringing it to Nashville.
Yeah, talk about how you two met and bringing, like, working with Tim on this.
You know, it's funny. Interestingly, my daughter rides at a barn in Franklin, and there was a family there that was helping us start looking at the rodeo. And she's like, "Hey, I know some people in the music industry." And I was like, "Listen, we need somebody who can help us out." I said, "I'd really like to reach out to Tim McGraw, and if you know anything that could do." She knew Brian Kaplan, who works with Tim. And she reached out to him, and Brian heard two words of it, and he says, "Stop, don't talk to anybody else."
Yeah, absolutely. And we were all on board. I mean, it was, you know, I grew up being a huge rodeo fan, rode high school rodeo, which when I say that, it's a caveat, because what I did is like Little League baseball compared to these guys. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But it was just always been a part of my life, and I always loved going to them, and always appreciated the experience of it. And
definitely.
It was a no-brainer for me.
It has to feel like one of those things you're like, that's such a good idea. Of course somebody's done it before. And you
right.
have to feel like so lucky. You're like, wait, no one has done it before.
Yeah, we were shocked. I mean, when we really started looking into it and found that the PRCA never really had a presence out of here. They had Cinch Toughest Rodeos that they did a few times, which is just a rough stock, which is kind of like half the rodeo card that they did out here. There were none of the timed events, and it just didn't have a presence out here. And with Nashville being the hub for country music, it just needed to have Western in with it. And I mean, rodeo, I always tell everybody, it's like glove in hand. It should have been done, and now we're doing it. So we're super excited.
It's gonna be incredible. So Reba is playing night one, Jelly Roll night two. Tim's gonna close us out on night three. Talk about bringing in Jelly and Reba for this.
Well, I mean, for us, it's no way to have a rodeo without Reba McEntire at it. I mean, you know, Reba's got a long history in rodeo. Her dad was a three-time world champion. So it was just perfect. And when we approached Reba and Jelly Roll, they jumped right on board, and it's all full on in, ready to promote. They were very excited about it. And I love Reba. Not only her music, I love Reba personally. She's just one of the greatest gals in the world. So to have her on board was a big deal for me, and I'm sure for everybody else.
Yeah,
and of course
really
Jelly Roll, because
yes, Jelly is just the best.
He's the best.
It's a very fun lineup. I'm gonna let the Cowboys talk here a little bit about some of the events that are going to be happening at the rodeo. who wants to take us away on what's going to be there?
Well, I'm the guy that's not competing anymore. I'm just kind of a whatever you want to call me. I'm here to be a part of it. And you know, you got us guys at rodeo, people like Pat with a vision, and somebody like Tim with his notoriety coming on board. It's going to make it a great event for everybody involved. And we've got the list of competitors, and probably the top 30 in each event are entered here. So. We have all the disciplines of the rodeo. It's not just a partial rodeo. It's a full rodeo, and this will be first time in Nashville. The PBR's had a presence here, and it's been really successful. So I look for this to be really, really a great event.
Mm-hmm. And Colt and Tim, are both of you competing?
Cole's going to be the only one competing.
Cole is. Okay. I don't know how this works. No, so I'm coming from like square one asking silly questions.
No, it's I would have been competing here. I actually had a surgery done about 6 weeks ago. I won't be cleared in time for the rodeo. So
next time.
But yes. Cole will be competing. He'll be up Saturday night, which is Tim's day. I mean, that's the day. I think it's going to be, it's going to be awesome all 3 days, but I mean, it's going to be electrifying regardless.
Talk about what you guys are most excited about with this, just like being here in Nashville.
Well, rumor has it that it's Tim's day and Cole's night, but I was just gonna clear that.
Well, that's the hope, right?
Yeah,
that's the plan.
Absolutely. No, it is gonna be Saturday night's gonna be the whole show put together, and you know, the last night, all the fireworks, everything in one night. But throughout the whole weekend, it's you know, we talked about the world's toughest rodeo and the PBR coming in, and those are days, maybe 2 days at a time. This is a whole weekend. Even a whole week of, you know, celebrating rodeo culture, country music, and kind of what the spirit of the West embodies, and then in Music City, no better place. So we're super excited about that. I know a lot of the competitors are going to be out here walking the streets of Nashville for the week, so you're going to see more cowboy hats than there already are here, which this city's pretty amazing. I was talking earlier to the guys when we were waiting outside that this is maybe one of the first cities, for sure the first major city that I've been to and done promotion work for, where most of the hosts, if not all the hosts, know something about rodeo or are connected in some way. I'm from a small town in Wyoming, and I can promise you that the local newspaper guy that interviews me doesn't know a thing about rodeo compared to the you know, radio and Nashville hosts. So this city is so connected to rodeo and country music and the Western lifestyle, and this is just going to embody all of that.
Absolutely. And we were just laughing before this, talking about you're saying there's going to be a lot of cowboys in town. We were like, if there's a single lady who would like to come to town and meet a cowboy, this would be the weekend
this
to do it.
This is the weekend
absolutely.
To come, yeah. This is a good bachelorette party weekend.
Yes, it is. Probably the best one that you could come
absolutely.
For. And then I do want to talk about like some of the specific events, just like for anybody who hasn't been to a rodeo. So there's going to be bareback riding, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding. Tell me if I'm saying any of these wrong. Tie down roping, barrel racing, bull riding, and then my favorite, mutton busting.
Yeah, that's my speed.
You nailed it. I saw that on there and I was like, yes.
It's a crowd favorite. I mean, it's the crowd gets the single loudest for the mutton busting.
How could you not? Those little kids on there. I saw Cody Johnson's daughter did it at the Houston Rodeo, and I was like, this is the like craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, and that's the great thing about it is, you know, we have a lottery at night. When you come to the rodeo, and if you've got a child that's around 5 or 6 years old that's 55 pounds or lighter, you can sign them up, and it's a lottery, and we pick them from the crowd to ride the sheep.
And it is just one of the wildest, funniest things.
Now, is that the age? Is there an age limit?
No, it's just about that age.
About that
you know,
age.
It's you get some of the four, you get them at 4 year old, they get a little timid and stuff. But yeah. 5, 6 year old, they got enough coordination. And they have a fair shot of getting it.
Don't get too scared.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly. It sounds like what I'm most excited about this is like with it being a brand new rodeo here in Nashville. Is it sounds like there's something for everyone. Like whether it's your first time coming to rodeo or you've been a bunch of times, like this is going to be a very legitimate operation and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, this isn't just like a one night you come in and do a rodeo. This is a whole weekend, 3 nights. It's more of a festival atmosphere, and it started out with a bang. I mean, it's going gangbusters right off the bat, and we're digging our spurs in. We're going to be here for a long time. We hope this grows and grows and grows and grows every year.
Digging our spurs in, I like that a lot. Is there anything else that we should know about the Music City Rodeo that we haven't covered?
I'd have to say part of our goal here is to give back to the community. We went to the Children's Hospital Monday and just really blessed our hearts. And we do some stuff with Folds of Honor, and so we're excited to be here. And we're the, I guess the stigma of rodeo is come and take, but we're givers. We're coming back here to, you know, we want this community to benefit from us being here.
Absolutely. Well, we're so happy to have you here. I can't wait to see Music City Rodeo coming
Absolutely.
Right here at the end.
It's gonna be a big deal. Come
it's
on.
It's gonna be so much fun. Thank y'all so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. I'm so excited for this.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.